In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Hey guys, welcome to a really special, wait what, bonus episode of Not Another True Crime Podcast.
Yay!
I'm Sarah Levine, here with...
Casey Balsham, hi.
Danny Murphy, hi.
And our very special guest, Rachel Deloach-Williams, author of...
Yay!
Yes, we're so excited. Author of My Friend Anna, a new book out by Gallery Books on July 23rd, Tuesday. So we're super excited.
Yep.
I love it.
Our group chats have been, our group texts have been going wild about like just being excited to like just talk about this.
Because
we all devoured the book, by the way. It's
so
very good. Yes. And it's very fun to see the inner workings of kind of like to know what happened
and,
from the first.
Because that's what's super interesting too. Because when I feel like everyone kind of discovered the story from the major, like the Cut article, but it's only from like this one angle and it was long, but it's kind of short. I was like, no, I need like the details. I'm like, I want to know what people are feeling from this.
I want to know what she smelled like. Yep. Like, I want details. Like, I want to know what it was like, you know?
Yeah.
It's wild.
And if you guys haven't gathered, we're talking about Anna Delvey. Rachel Williams wrote the piece in Vanity Fair. You were like a big also character,
player.
But also person in the Cut article.
Yeah.
Yep. IRL, here I am.
I
told the story from inside the bucket where I lived long time.
Yeah.
I was so happy that literally, okay, my number one question after I read the Cut article, after I read your article, I was like, how was her credit limit so high? And I was wondering this for a year. I'm not even kidding.
She was like, I don't understand.
I was
the
like,
credit
damn,
card
I got
thing.
A good score, but still.
Yeah.
I didn't know either. Just to tell you, it was a shock to me too.
Yeah.
And it was on multiple cards, which I think is something that in the article maybe was slightly confusing, but it took an entire book to explain how this happened.
But I was so happy that it got right to that explanation, and I was like, oh, your credit card company just did you a solid. Like, a solid.
Yes and no. American Express doesn't actually, well, at least in my, I don't think generally they have a limit. They track your spending patterns.
Oh.
And so it's like a soft limit. So responsible lending did notice my irregular spending activity, but that's how that kind of worked.
That makes sense.
Do you feel, because I feel like obviously in the moment you were so like,
what
is my world? What is going on?
Yeah.
And then taking some steps like being like, okay, I'm not alone with this when actual legal actions happened. And then you were able to write your article. But when you sat down to write your book, did you feel like you kind of were like, I finally understand, or did it help you bring any clarity to it? Or were you sort of just like rage that, like, what were you feeling going through the writing?
I mean, I think because I started writing before the book was an idea, because when I found out that this woman that I knew or thought I knew was actually an imposter and not at all what I thought I knew, I just got so stuck in my head that I needed to replay every single thing I ever knew about her or thought I knew, or every scene. So I started writing to get it out of my head so I could function. So by the time I was writing the book, it was really like, okay, well, this is way too much information. How do I pull out the important bits to tell the story?
Do you feel like you were writing, because you mentioned in the book a good amount that you never wanted to be a burden to your friends and family about stuff, did you kind of like go into writing as a little like cave where you're like, I need to express this, just like, and let it all out? Was it sort of that situation?
Yes. I also just, it was too big. I wasn't capable.
I
didn't have the energy or capacity to sit someone down. I couldn't tell everybody the whole story.
There's not enough wine. Especially
since it seems like what a nightmare it must have been to just keep re-explaining the same thing over and over to American Express. I mean,
we were
just talking about having to deal with, like, because at the end of the day, nobody really knows how to do their job and nobody remembers anything and nobody keeps any notes. Like,
I always say those calls are recorded.
They're never recorded.
Could you please just listen to the recording?
I know you have it.
You can compare them. I'm sure it's the same script. every time.
Yeah. Honestly, if we were all really recorded for our quality assurance, nobody would have a fucking job. Everybody would be fired. Everybody would be fired.
Agreed.
But I can only imagine how exhausting, not only trying to go through it with your credit card, but then also to tell people that you love, like, I'm in this hole right now. Like, it just, I mean, mentally, that just sounds like you,
it was hard.
A beat up.
Yeah, it was very hard. It was very exhausting, absolutely. And yeah. I knew as soon as I told somebody, I'd have to keep telling them every time. I was like, okay, today I tried this and she said this. Mm-hmm. And then we did this and she said that. It's like, I could only go through it. I could barely get through that. So to like have to do it and then tell people, like 10 people, like this and then this, I couldn't.
I loved your Mean Girls comparison for a moment because it was in a sense where it literally was like you got like Katie Herring by force, not by choice. You're like, I have nothing. I can only obsess over this because it's involving my money and I can't control this. I just need to wrap my head around who this person is. And she was very Regina Georgie.
Yeah, she was. Do you think, like, looking back, like, when you look at the story, what do you think it was about Anna that made her so believable to you specifically? Like, mm-hmm. I know you said in the world, she talked the language. She could, like, speak about money in a way that you were like, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. But, like, for you, why was she so believable to you?
I mean, part of it is I liked her. Like, yeah. She mm-hmm. was I mean, even though, if you looked at her on paper, she was so different than me and she challenged so many of my values. Yeah. But she was fun and she was bold. And like, it's part of the reason I think people were interested in the trial is because she's just audacious. And you kind of find yourself scratching your head like, wow, you go for it. Because she starts at the top. You know, she like really asks for the biggest thing. She was entertaining.
I think you're watching this thing being like, she said what now?
Yeah. And I had this like weird front row seat where I was like, this is not the friend I expected to have right now at this point in my life, but just got out of a relationship. My friends are in Brooklyn and they work long jobs like me. And, you know, other friends are married or having kids. And I'm like, I want to go out. I want to do things. And there's this girl who lives near me. She's always texting me, wants to hang out. She's spontaneous. Does different things than are in my normal orbit, and it was very easy. It was an easy friendship to fall into.
Yeah,
it's that cool world where it's sort of just like, and it is that moment when you dip your toe and you're like, oh, I'm at, like, I remember like first moving to New York, and when I went to like a cool event, I was like, I'm at a cool event, like this is so cool, like such a moment. And then and then you like see her doing her thing, you're like, oh, this is so funny to watch. And before it got like, she was weird and insane in her own way, but then you kind of just thought, oh, that's her nature. But then you're like, oh, she's just not the girl who gets too loud at dinner. She's
right. Well, I took a long time to realize that. But also, the funny thing is, like, I worked at Vanity Fair for 6 years before I knew her. So I'd been to the cool events. Yeah. I'd like done that stuff. It wasn't so much that her world was like that sparkly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it was nice. I can't take, you know, I don't want to, I'm not a brat. Like, it was amazing. And she, like, lovely. She paid for dinner. So that was great. But it wasn't razzle dazzle. We were like mostly in her hotel.
Yeah.
Which can get pretty like monotonous. Not that it wasn't nice. Like,
claustrophobic,
for sure. Too.
Because I don't know. I mean, great, lovely, like, thank you very much, whatever. But it wasn't, it was more the way that she operated in the space was entertaining, and watching her, she was very just kind of captivating because she was so quirky and different and just like a believable weirdo.
I feel like there's so many of those in New York. So I feel like, especially, I don't know, I think everyone in New York reading the Cut article was like, oh, I know somebody like this, but on a smaller scale.
Right. Yeah. She's that crazy friend who's actually like, oh, we didn't know it was that deep.
And I remember we were all talking where it's like sort of like, oh, this girl just says like, oh, yeah, I worked at this magazine in Germany and stuff like that. You're like, oh, that is so believable. Like, you're not, it's not like in New York, you're used to people like that. We're not going to be like, I don't believe that you could work at a fashion brand in Germany. You're like, yeah, of course you'd, like, sure.
I feel like it's kind of like Germany backstory until you need to.
She also told the same story to everybody.
Right.
So if she would allude to something like in this vague way and then I asked someone else, they would tell me exactly what she wanted me to hear. So everybody kind of confirmed it. It was a house of cards.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is wild. And I was going to say, because she was paying for the dinners, but you said it was mainly in the hotels. Like, did you ever... Because, I mean, the whole thing is that she didn't really have any of this money. So, like, did you ever see her physically pay? Like, because I know that she had cashed a bad check, right? And she had some cash. Because in the Cut article, Neff talks about her just, like, dropping bills on people. Like, when you were out with her, did you ever see her, like, physically sign it and it goes through and pay? And like I'm so fascinated how she did this.
Yeah, I believe Neff probably saw that. I never saw Anna with lots of cash. And like, I, no, I didn't. I saw her sign things to her room. Right. I went to personal training sessions where the billing was arranged in advance. That's actually a question I got during the trial, too. Like, did you ever physically see her pay for anything? And I was like, well, come to think of it.
No,
I guess I didn't. I know I was there. I didn't pay, but I don't know who did.
But it's also, it's not like you're at dinner and after, like, you're not going to be like, how did you pay for, like, when I get, like, a round of drinks, my friends are going to be like, do you use a 20 or a 5 or your debit? I'm like, no, never use your debit.
Is that a credit card or a debit card? And what company?
And what's the security code on the back? Glad you brought up Neff, because as I was reading the book, I noted like a couple discrepancies about what was said happened in the book with various things versus article. Like her quotes in the cut. Like, I think, for example, she claimed that she just had a bad feeling about the Morocco trip and was like, no, but in reality or in the book, it kind of seems like she got like a little pushed out of the trip by Anna. So did you, what did you think when you kind of read these conflicting things?
You know, I guess I don't want to speak for someone else's motivations or like what the real story is. All I all I know is what I saw and what she told me and like the conversations I had. Like, whatever was happening behind the scenes or between her and Anna, I can't really speak to that. And like, I liked Neff. She was a lot younger than me. She was fun. She's personable. She's very cool and like, she's a lot of fun to be around, but I don't actually know what transpired there. I know that they had that really terse back and forth, and then that kind of ended her involvement in the trip. And then we weren't really in touch after that.
So you haven't Fair talked enough. To Neff or like, was she at the trial?
No, she was not. She
Okay.
I reached out just to say what a crazy thing this has been. I
mean, like, hey girl, want to get a sweet green? Like, what's happening?
Should we get a drink to talk about that? I wish her well. I didn't hear, but it's such a crazy, weird thing that nobody could have predicted, and everybody reacts in their own way. And I don't think there's a competition. I wish Netflix well. I think the HBO thing. There's so many. I know I should be pitchier on Betches, but like there's
so many. I'm learning from you. I'm like kindness.
Don't be a bitch. Don't speak for other people's motives.
Like, after listening to this, my friends are going to be like, Danny, we just want to hang out with her, not you. And it's fine. It's fair.
There are just so many facets to the story, and I get it. And like, they're all going to be interesting and valid and different.
Well, because it's a super cool thing, too, because I feel like even though not everyone can relate to this story in the way that what happened to you, because like a lot of other people get charged $60,000 on a card, but a lot of people can like
feel knock on all the words.
But a lot of people can feel this overall like experience that like it's universal, that someone you knew
it's
that
you
trusted
you
and love is not who
were.
You thought they were, and like you just got the entire like carpet thrown under you, and you're just scrambling for that. And because you're such a pure, kind person, also I feel like a lot of people, you go, was I doing something? No, I can't. I have to be crazy. And you're trying to make yourself believe this thing that's just so not true.
It was mind-boggling. I was so destabilizing, because if you had asked me before this happened, I would have said, I'm a good judge of character. Right. I mean, I might not have told you that, but I definitely thought it about myself. And then this happened, and it was like my world was upside down. I couldn't figure out, like, one, I was like, wow, she was good, because I kept replaying the things, and I was like, whoa, like this went back far. This was a long con, and she did it to
she
a lot
got,
of
like,
people.
High level finance people too. That's pretty wild as well.
That part that always stuns me is how, because at the end of the day, she was also falsifying like bank, like she,
how do you even know like, how to
she
do that?
She was really good at Google.
Okay, that
yeah. I'm a Bing bitch, so I need to catch up to that.
She's really good. So you don't talk to Neff. Have you spoken to Casey at all?
Yeah, she's been lovely, very supportive, positive.
That's great.
She's been positive and supportive through this whole thing.
That's good.
What was the deal with Beth? Because that was such a twist.
God.
I wasn't this hard bitch who doesn't take no shit, and then is like, wait a second, Anna's sleeping on your couch.
Can we talk about Beth? Because Beth was such a when she was introduced, I was just kind of like, now what? Like, I didn't understand
Beth
in all her thing, and I can only imagine that you were like listening to what you were recorded and transferring, because you're like, and then they got an argument, and then Casey left, and I was like, what is going on with Beth? So
as you might have done had you been Beth, she came in from the outside on the periphery, didn't really know anything about the story, sits down at this table with Casey, Anna, and me, and is just faced with this bizarre situation. Sees me, wearing this like white dress, crying quietly in the corner, sorry for myself. Anna's over there wearing huge sunglasses and like, did you see what they wrote about me? And like, Casey's like trying to like help Anna think about how to contact her family. And like, Beth is just like, what have I stepped into? Yeah. So she jumps in and she like asked a lot of the hard hitting questions and she was a real advocate. But then after that night, I was like, this person is just a total liar. We all knew by that point, but I was like, okay, Beth, thank you for visiting. It's time to extract yourself from the situation because Anna is so good at what she did. Like
that she had, because when that whole thing ended, well, first off, I thought when the whole thing ended with all of you guys also still walking out together, I was like, okay, so I wonder how, what was the conclusion of this like dinner lunch where you guys were all like, I guess we could all get up together. Like, so I was like, okay, so it must have still been somewhat resolved, or like there must have been a nice, fine ending to that. And then, like what happened? Like how did, because when you were like, that's when I said bye, because I think you said you were just trying to be like the better, just to be like, okay, this is the end of my chapter with her. And then that she ended up at Beth, it was wild sequence to me.
I mean, it was like a very dark comedy because you can only stay angry and aggressive for so long, and this confrontation went on for like 2 hours. Like kind of go in these circles of like, you know, accusations, and then it's like sympathy, and then it's like, all right, like who's gonna get the next round?
After a layoff when everyone's fired, you're like, okay, let's just get a fucking drink.
I think that's what's in my mind. Is all these people arguing, but also like still like buying wine and then being like, all right, bye. I wonder how
it was kind of, because what else are you gonna do? There was no like fiery like I'm leaving. It just, I just felt like we were all trapped in a room together to some extent. And like Casey left, and then I didn't anticipate that we'd all walk home, but we'd have, I don't know, we'd like had a few cocktails or something. I don't know. It had been a long night and we all needed to walk it off. And when you're on the West Side Highway, where else, it's hard to get a cab.
That's true. And then Anna ended up at Beth's house.
I can't believe. That's just the part I can't believe. Well, that, but you can.
It's jaw dropping at the end. True. Yeah. It's just jaw dropping. Like you said, how good she was at this and how like and even in her trial, like how do you feel about the fact that there's still people that wanted to like dress her for the trial? Like people are still like, we're behind her. Like what is that, being somebody that was so affected by her actions, how do you feel that she kind of is still idolized in this way?
Yeah, I mean, it's painful, but I think it's a testament to how good she is at what she does and to how she got away with it. That's, you know, the reason we're still interested in her, like that sort of weird charm is exactly why I was friends with her. There's this weird, like, you are one of a kind, like, I don't know what your deal is, but I, you know, it's just a fascination that I understand.
I mean, we get it. We were all, we go like, before reading your book and seeing kind of like the inner workings, we were like, this bitch is a hero. I know, how did she do this? And like, seeing what actually happened, it's tough.
I think also initially the story kind of was framed as like she kind of robbed from the rich, and so that, you know, you're like, hell yeah, and then you realize that reading your book, we're like, oh no, this is a regular person who got her life like destroyed for a year.
Thank you for saying that. I feel that way too.
Of course.
Although I understand it, you know, reading the headlines and just taking a surface read of the thing, I'd probably be doing the same thing had I not lived through it.
Because it's that hard because it's when you realize like, oh, she's not just like scamming her way to have a good life, she's not like using people as toys and props for this reason unknown and just like ruining their relationships with everybody else and things like that. And it's just
Well, speaking of reasons unknown, Anna has kind of always asserted that she really just wasn't trying to shop and she was really trying to build this foundation. What do you make of that?
I think that was probably true to an extent.
Right.
I do think she was very focused on faking it till she could make it, like her lawyer said. Like, she really did want to be a player in this, like, New York, you know, international art money scene.
She's very Sonia Morgan, international fashion luxury lifestyle brand.
Like, wanted to be legit in that world and was trying, like, she was smart. She'd done her research. She, like, kind of. I mean, she knew what names to kind of throw around, and she knew how to play the part to an extent.
And also in the thing, even when like she was texting, when you were texting her to like get the wire transfer, I'm forgetting the, but she would just like say a random acronym. And then I'd be like,
yeah,
I was reading, I was like, oh, I guess that is something. And then like two pages later, I'm like, oh, that's fake.
It's designed to break your brain.
Yeah. It's insane.
I can't believe she was just making up random strings of numbers that weren't even a thing. Right.
And then would say, I know what you're asking me. She goes, I know what you're asking me for. I can't just make it up. And it's like, when you look back at those texts, like, it's like, actually, that's all you
sorry, I'm uptown right now.
Like, it's totally, it's like that thing of you always accuse the person of like what you're doing yourself. You know what I mean? It's like, I wouldn't have thought you were making it up until you said, I can't make this up. And you're like, is she making this up? So, you know, right. Like, it's just like,
well, lesson learned. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
And has this kind of a, because you said you were a good judge of character until now, do you feel like now whenever you meet new people, are you still like the same, like open trusting? You're kind of like, okay, what's your deal type of thing? Do you feel like it's kind of like this whole living through this situation made it a little bit harder to like trust again and trust new people?
I think it should. Yes and no. I think more than anything, it made me more aware of myself and my want to trust people. Like, I now know that that's something I do. And I know that I really want to make everybody happy and have everybody like me, which is not a healthy or like productive thing to
but
do.
But also not like something that I think most people find. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's a thing. Humans do. Totally,
Yeah, exactly. It's like a human thing. So yeah, not something to feel like bad about, I don't think.
But I think it's good to be aware of that in myself moving forward so that I can say, wait, what's actually in front of me? How much am I making up in my own head to rationalize what doesn't jive with my values or like what I think this person like should be doing as a moral human.
Definitely.
Because there were parts where you even say like, and this is the kind of stuff that like these little details are the things that like make me like really, like when you're saying like just people would hold a door open and she wouldn't say thank you and just the blatant disregard for like when she'd have the music up and stuff like that. It's like all the Uber drivers. It's like those little things where you go, when people reveal parts of themselves to you but you kind of go, you know, you kind of put them to the side, and then looking back, you're like, it was always there. Yeah. Like, there was always these parts of her that were, because essentially, too, she wasn't really remorseful for what she did to you, was she?
She
still doesn't think she did anything wrong.
I feel
wrong.
Like she almost, with the media attention, seems to, like, have doubled down on all this and, like, embraced this kind of
character.
She's,
like, shocked she doesn't have a FabFitFun partnership. And we're like, no, girl, you're going to jail.
She's a sociopath, guys. Spoiler alert, that explains everything.
I know.
Well, I was going to say, when you're talking about this scene at the frying pan, you know, when you guys kept going around in circles, it's because you can't reason with someone who's, like, a narcissist or a sociopath.
Yeah. Also, she's done this before. This is the game. Like, she's very good at it. She knows exactly what she's doing. She's like, tell me what's wrong with my story. Come at me. You know, the same way she was smirking at me in court. She's like,
I got this. How, when you had to face her in court and you were telling her thing, like, so she was, you said she was just kind of like staring at you and smirking and essentially still kind of making you feel a certain way even through that. What was going through your mind when all that was like happening? I know you said you kind of like laughed and cried, but like, what was happening in there? Yeah, because that's wild.
Yeah. I mean, that was extremely hard.
Yeah.
But the hardest part wasn't actually seeing Anna, which I thought it would be. It was not looking forward to that. But strangely, when I looked at her for the first time and identified the defendant and she was smirking at me, she just seemed juvenile. And like, because I now at that point knew, you know, this girl is just this imposter, sociopath, con artist. Like, I got it. I finally understood she lost her power kind of over me. But then it became more about like, oh, I lived through this crazy thing and there's this weird money involved. And like, how do I like have people know I'm telling the truth and that this isn't entertainment? And that it just was so much in my head and so much pressure. So I just cried a lot.
I would do the same thing.
I can only imagine what that was like. Yeah.
Because I feel like it must have been so hard to see. Luckily with the book, you were able to kind of share your story and think in your thoughts. But when you're seeing all the headlines initially going out, you're like, I have no control over my story now. Do you know what I mean? Because you were like added in this thing and people were forming opinions on you and stuff like that and just kind of spiraling out of control. And you're like, how do I make this like stop? Or how can I say like, no, this is what's happening? And it must have just been, were you like texting with like Jesse or anybody from the book? Like when that's getting out?
No, I mean, I've had the same core friends in my life. Anna excluded, like my real friends have been there from beginning to end, and like, you know,
Amherst wedding,
these group out. exactly and then I had these like group chats like sending me like, you've got this, you can do it. And I mean it was so hard, I think I was really grateful even at that point, because I knew, you know, I'll, well I wasn't thinking about it at the time, but like, you know, when the verdict came back not in my favor, which
was for your particular
so devastating to me. I was just like, how could they get it so wrong? Oh, like, I have all the evidence. It just, I was hyperventilating, as I now know I do. But I was very grateful to know that I had the opportunity to tell the full story so that, like you said, the public could react to the full thing instead of just these little weird fragments that are Todd Spodek mischaracterizations of myself.
How have you felt with, because obviously, like you said, people are, form their own opinions and they think, and obviously there's critics that are like criticizing you for actually writing a book. Mm-hmm. And how has that kind of like played a part? Like what's are you just kind of like, you know what, F you, like I have a story to tell and clearly there's interest in the story.
Yeah.
Because people are like, because you're getting some criticism.
Yeah. My mom says the trolls are not my people. So I just try to listen to that.
The trolls are not people.
No.
Also, I understand people like to have something to critique or to pick, you know, whatever moralistic. Yeah. It's like more a reflection of their own lives than of mine.
Totally.
And I know my story. I know myself. Like, I understand I wasn't blameless. Like, you know, I wasn't proud of myself when I was friends with Anna, but it wasn't. It wasn't bad. I didn't do anything wrong.
There's nothing for you to not feel bad. You're hanging with your friend.
I was just drinking a lot. I mean, it's not. It's,
I hope that's so bad, because when I was reading the book, I was like, that's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
But after Tuesday. When you were like, I had a glass of wine and wanted to get another glass of wine, I was like, after work? That's before.
Yeah. You should have joined us. It would have been a lot of fun.
No, I hope you know I would have like wound up in the Hudson River. Like, she would have. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah. I'm proud. I'm proud to have taken something that was so negative and to have turned it into a positive. Because it took a lot of work.
Definitely.
Yeah. It didn't just fall in my lap.
No.
Yeah. And you're not like some random person on the periphery. You didn't like serve her dinner one time and you're writing a book and trying to cash in on this fame. Like, you were so integral to this story.
Yeah. I definitely went through it.
I feel like you're the only person that has been a part of the story that also had a firm grip on just like what it felt to go through it, and also on reality, and also how to like tell the story from a bigger picture. So I feel like it's so important. I mean, obviously you could have just been like, I'm done with this, I want to lock it up and take it away, but I feel like it's so important that you wrote this book.
Thank you.
For your personal story, and then also just for like people to understand this and also how these people work, because Anna's not the only sociopath scamming people out there. There's people everywhere that's been like, that's
Fire
happened to me
festival.
In a different way. Firefest,
Like, there's Elizabeth, so many Elizabeth, of these things.
Yeah. Summer of Scam.
That's what I said. Really is Summer of Scam.
I know.
Yeah.
I had no idea. It was such a timely time to like the perfect opportunity to get taken full advantage of.
You're like, Amex is going to be huge. Yeah.
Eventually, at the end, though, the Amex, like, they, Amex ended up clearing it, though, right? Like, I think
the
that.
Last just in right, time right. to make the buck. Yeah.
So it's almost like, God, I almost wonder. I mean, I know that you didn't get the court ruling, but like, almost like with the Amex thing, does it almost make it like, okay, like, which would you have rather had, her guilty for your thing or Amex just fucking clearing your all your stuff?
Well, that's a really hard and unfair question. But I'm probably not going to answer. I mean, it was more symbolic to me. Of course, the money was huge. Like,
it's huge.
It's so much money.
I don't even,
like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's almost like you, that part coming back kind of almost feels like maybe like that was your thing for her not getting being guilty.
Yeah.
That's
like
what I mean.
Like the cosmic writing of the scales.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like the cosmic writing of the scales
of
like,
scandal episode.
Yeah, like the court thing didn't go in your favor, but luckily this thing, like the judgment that Amex passed on was like definitely in your favor.
True.
And like that's what I kind of
meant. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there's something to that. Also, like the court thing, they don't always get it right. I guess I doesn't.
Sure.
What I had to remind myself is this doesn't change what happened to me. They don't get to take back. Like, I know that.
You know
yourself. Like, I know how this played out. I know exactly what happened. So just because 12 random people in the room say, like, well, like, one person's like,
down.
But like, but Rachel had dinner. It's like, okay, so 2 months of my life.
Yeah.
Like,
You versus don't like deserve 2 years
that.
Fighting. Like,
What?
I mean, it's fine.
It is what it is. I also feel like even if she was guilty, would you have ever seen that money? Because she has no money.
Right.
Oh.
No, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I guess it's just
maybe
the validation.
Whatever the Netflix situation is, maybe there's a restitution fund.
Oh, interesting.
I'm not sure.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know.
This is how you know she's had to deal with a lot of lawyers for things for the past years, because you know what restitution means. Yeah.
Oh, I've learned a lot of
things. You know, you almost got like your JD, I feel like.
I learned a lot of things. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You can make your own foundation. That'd be, honestly, oh, that's karma.
Oh my God. That would be so good. But part of me was like, how do you even like get in touch with the DA? Like, I watch SVU, but like, who the fuck, how do you even know how to do that?
Oh, yeah. No. I learned how our judicial system works like, by going through it. I did not know.
That was one of the, that was a heartbreaking part for me to read about how you think that you're like, I go to the cops, and the cops are like, we don't care. And then you're like, I go to this guy. And that guy was like, we don't care. And you're like, I go to this guy. And they're like, he's not here on Tuesdays.
And then they laughed him out of the room. I was like, so fucked up.
I hate
like that. That's where you really realize that like part of our system is so broken that this could be done to somebody. And you could be like, here's all this. And people are like,
and I'm like a young white girl. So if it's like, the odds were in my favor. Yeah. And they still didn't pan out.
I also feel like it's one of those things too where I feel like if you came in and you're like, no, my friend did this, they're like, oh, shut up. You're just like, you're out drinking. Like, we don't even care. When you're like, no, this is actually a thing that happened. They kind of wrote you off before they even had a chance to take you seriously, which is a mess up on their end for sure. Yeah.
Well, they picked the wrong girl.
Yeah. They sure
did. The eye she made that. Oh.
You can't see my Z-snap, but I did it.
It was a Z-snap. We witnessed the Z-snap.
Beautifully on point.
Now, she hasn't tried to reach out to you, has she?
Not that I'm aware of, no. I don't know if she's allowed to.
What maybe she's like, well, no, she's here.
Oh my God.
I'm like, Rachel, this is your life.
Oh my God.
And then like the flash mob appears with the mask.
Are you kidding me? Yes.
I would hate you guys.
Oh my God.
We do a flat. We do a flat.
Like, oh my God. Happy, and then you see me in a corner crying.
None of us can call a jail because they'll be like, useful. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because there was that whole thing that when she was, because she's, because she was being held at Rikers, right? That was what the thing. And then she's at a different place. But wasn't there a whole thing that she like posted as like Neff went to go visit her?
Well, I think Neff or somebody must have Instagrammed from Rikers and they geotagged Rikers. I remember because I saw this and I was like, what? And just was like screenshotting. I'm like, who's doing this and why and how? That was wild.
So I don't know if she's reached out or not.
I don't think she has. I don't. And it's like, I think I would know. I don't know.
Probably. Yeah. You'd probably know.
Would you want to know?
No, I actually, I got this question recently and I really was stumped. Like, what do I feel about Anna now? I just feel like she's a part of my past. I don't really have anything to say to her.
It seems like you really made peace with this, which I feel like on your end, because it's kind of that thing when you have those situations, you're like, I know I'm going to get nothing from this person. So it's like,
you're done.
Yeah.
it's never going to go like she's, like you said before, she's never going to get it. Like she's never going to get
exactly
what it was. So it's like, it's like you had to stop carrying around the shit. Like, right. And it's like, it was only affecting
and
you.
And it took me so long to realize, oh, this person just can't get it.
Mm-mm. They don't have
this as far as it goes.
DNA capacity to do that.
Correct.
Yeah. Like I could be stern. I could cry. I could be sad. I could write a letter. I could tell her how disappointed. And like, it would never affect the wall.
No,
you know,
call it a wash. That's, walk away.
That's such a wild thing, though. You know, to have the discipline within your own mind to be like, I fucking can't control this.
I think anyone who's dealt with like narcissistic or sociopathic or just like very manipulative people, you have to go through that at some point because like they just don't feel emotions the same way that we do, or at all. Maybe I don't know. I'm not a psychologist, so you can only control what you're doing. I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, I did a lot of reading about that personality disorder as part of my healing process to just kind of understand the behavior. But I feel like she felt emotions in a very superficial way, but didn't feel remorse, as she said, to the New York Times on the day she was sentenced.
I know. I still can't get it. It is so weird that she had this like glamorous outside life. But then when you talk about how when it even got real, like going into her hotel room, just being in like literal shambles with a mess with like Supreme bags, which is also kind of an LOL. I'm like, she literally just Googled influencer? And was like, I would be like, you're stealing money, go to Gucci. Like, what are we doing here?
She was going to like,
she was like a half step behind.
Yeah. She's like, Rachel, do you know ASOS? We're like, no, what are you doing? Oh my God. I like that part. Because I'm not a nice person.
Always a step behind. Yeah, that is funny. For like what she wanted to achieve, she was still kind of like not all the way there doing it.
Yeah, like smart. Definitely could pitch a grand art foundation.
Pitch a juice foundation, yeah.
It was like it had to already be on the internet for her to know it was cool, maybe? I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, obviously she wasn't like an entrepreneur because she failed miserably at this venture. So I think that's fair of you to say.
But she had met with like, didn't she meet with like full on like some of the top chefs and like Andre Balzis and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. No, she didn't. She didn't feel so. She got fairly close to millions of dollars from hedge funds.
Yeah. Have you been in touch with like HBO and Netflix with any of the stuff that they're doing?
HBO has optioned my story.
Yours as well? Okay.
Yes, and I'm very excited about that.
Do you know who's? I mean,
no, we're not there. I don't have an opinion.
I've been thinking the entire time. Like,
I look forward to having more news to announce on that.
Yeah, who would like your dream casting be?
Yeah, I this has been one very big exercise in letting go of my vanity. So I really haven't dared to think.
Oh, that's your second book. Letting go of my vanity. Fair.
This is it. Oh
yeah. She's like, it's not. The publisher's like, cute pun.
Somebody asked me in an interview recently who I thought should play Anna, and I was just like, I have no opinion about that. But I later wished I had said Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito, I love your film.
We would not do him that injustice.
Oh my God, no. No, it's got to be some no-name 12-year-old. 12-year-old actor.
Exactly, a 12-year-old.
Can I tell you, that was the craziest thing.
He's a good
thing.
Actor.
Yeah, I know. Like, seeing Anna, like, how much she... Because you mentioned, like, in the thing, you're like, oh, I finally saw her as Juvenile. Like, the whole time I, like, Googled... I was even just explaining this whole story to a friend, because I was on my way back from a show, and I was telling him, I was like, we're interviewing this woman that was involved, and I was like, he's like, so what was this girl like? She was, like, really hot? Or she was, like, all this stuff? I was like, she looked like she was 12.
I showed him, and he was like, I can't believe it. Like, what's happening here?
Yeah. It is weird. Because I think people assume that she was using her sexuality to get away with these things, but she really presented asexually. Like, that never was a thing that I witnessed.
It's so interesting too, because like you never like you would think when like if you're going out at night, you're drinking, having fun, you're dancing. A lot of times you'd be like, oh, you know, what's that like? What's gonna happen? Yeah.
I think there was even some line in one of the articles that was like, she wasn't particularly hot, she wasn't particularly nice, and you're like, how?
Did I'm you like, do same, this? But I have nothing.
Right, I know.
She does, yeah.
Yeah. It's just it's such a all around it's such a wild ride. Yeah. I think,
and obviously a terrible thing that happened to you.
Thank you for saying that.
I feel like it's also really. I'm sure everyone listening to this already knows the story so much, but also from like if like jump into it, and I kind of love the book also from just like a. Growing up, like going, like being in your 20s in New York aspect, like there were parts of that was super interesting to me as well. Cause I was like, oh, I know the names of these places you're going to. And I'd be like, oh, I would do like a dinner or like it's cause it very much there is a on the second level of it, that idea of like growing up, trusting people, making mistakes, dealing with things. Cause like, you were very open throughout it all, like being like, oh, I want to hang out with her and get wine because I'm like in a long distance relationship. I'm like missing home. I am like having job
things that people can relate to on it, even if they're like, people that they can relate to on a regular level, like on a level of, exactly. Like you said, that like just moving to New York and being like kind of attaching yourself to somebody because you're like, I do want to do these things because I don't know anyone.
Yeah. And you know, I'd like been here for a while, but I feel like it's, I want to say normal. I don't know. I lived through this, but I feel like one has different friends who kind of like fulfill different needs and reflect different parts of you. And this was just a very specific time in my life. And there she was. And if any part of this was too good to be true, it was like having the friend that fell into my lap at just the right time. It wasn't so much like the razzle dazzle, like dinners downstairs in the hotel again and again, which was nice. Again, I say
like, but it's like the same menu. You're like, okay, I'll get the carbonara.
You can only eat
dairy.
Buttery.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like the most bratty thing. I like can't complain about it, but it.
No, but this is what I love.
It's really decadent food to eat that often. Well,
and also, there's also parts of it where it's, you want to, you're still in like your mid late 20s. You want to do things
go
like that.
Out,
like,
do
you're not
things.
Like a 52-year-old widow. Like, I'm going to go down, have a cigarette and some port and have like, you're like,
no, I'll have the like, the Chardonnay again.
You're like, can we just go to Chopped and talk? Like, what's that? Yeah. Can we go on your Bumble? Like, what's going on? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah. But she still came into your life at a time when like you were searching companionship and just kind of got it in this like roundabout way.
Absolutely.
That's also like, do you ever think, I mean, like, I know you, like you said that you just have kind of like, that's in your past, but like, do you ever like just mourn the early stages of that friendship? Like when you were actually kind of like, I have found a friend, do you mourn any part of that? Like,
no, I don't. It was so overshadowed by what followed. That,
yeah.
And it wasn't that long or deep. It wasn't like I had confided.
It was a couple months, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'd known her for a year. She wasn't a stranger to me, but like it was this very condensed friendship where I just saw her a lot for like, you know, the months coming out of winter into spring when you're like emerging from your sweater cocoon and you're like, I'm going to go out and like see people again. Yeah. And it was so short and it wasn't that deep.
Nothing to mourn.
Definitely.
No, I have such good friends that like I tell real things to and like know me and I, you know, Venmo me without me having to ask them.
Do you have to give them the reminder though?
No.
No.
You're
no.
better off. Good that's friends. Good.
Yeah. Split the fries. Whatever it is.
Nobody named Bettina. Nobody named Bettina. It was confirmed that that was a fake
Bettina
email address.
Is
right?
Anna. And yes. I joked about it at the time.
Oh my God. You
Bettina with the
it?
GR1878 no. type. Like, yeah.
Like, I manifested this, guys.
That's so crazy.
My God.
That's not a thing. But, like, if it were, maybe.
Yeah. Well, once I got to that part in the book, because I'd already known about the fake, like, the Peter guy who, like, she killed off, which was, like,
who died, I think, more than once. In
hindsight. Oh my God.
Oh my God. It was, like, straight out of an episode of Catfish. Like, they all do that. Oh my God. It's crazy. But I wanted to ask, like, what, when you, if you could, like, give anyone advice if they're, like, looking for red flags in people, or like what do you think were some red flags that people should keep in mind if they're trying to like avoid these types of people?
I think, well, one, trust your gut. And I think when you have sort of concerns about somebody, and like whether it's rudeness or what whatever it is, I think set clear boundaries. For me, I think I was a pushover in many instances, and I just kept saying yes. And like coming up with these excuses in my head for like her rudeness, I was like, well, maybe she never had somebody teach her manners. Like my mom was so nice to me. Like maybe she doesn't have a mom that's nice to her. Like
you're so pure.
Rachel is Southern because she's so nice and sweet.
But I'm not freshly off the wagon. Like I have been in New York for 9 years.
True.
Now. Yeah. I mean, cab drivers still look at me, smile, and they're like, "You're not from here." I'm like, "But I live
such
here
a
now."
Kind energy, though. Like,
that,
I really
that,
like
exactly.
That.
That's why
they're
like,
"Should I go here? I really go here."
She doesn't even go here. That you should play Anna.
I know. I know. Oh my God! Oh my God! Damien Lachance.
I'm into that.
Right. Yeah, so good. I would love for you to just hand HBO a suggestion of Danny DeVito, the guy from Mean Girls, and some other, and be like, these people
Hey,
are
Lena?
Nothing.
Yeah. Very straight face.
I feel
strongly
about
this.
Yeah. Yes. This is my number one stipulation.
Yes. So good. I've really learned to set my like requests in, in writing.
Well, now, yeah. Writing and you start high. She learned that from, Danny DeVito,
Took a note from the pro there.
I will say, but I will like piggyback on what Danny said. Like your energy, you're still like, you just seem like such a, for all this shit, like I feel you'd think that there would be some a little bit of
like hardening,
and you're just you're so open and so pleasant and like and
I
just
think that's a problem. I'm like working on keeping my elbows up a little bit. I mean, not really, but maybe a little bit.
No, but I think it's a normal lesson to really admirable, especially with this thing that essentially changed the course of your life and for a while tanked you, and now that you are like on the other side and still able to like kind of like give your put yourself out. I mean, the book is putting yourself out there again, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. I feel like there would be less trolls if I had just like moved back to Tennessee and like stayed with my parents and like been broke and kind of broken and like just.
But that's not who you are, and that's not what you wanted to do. Yeah.
That was not my, that's not where it ended. That's not where it ended for me.
I love that. Yeah. And I was going to kind of ask too about when you said you're putting, the book is putting yourself back out there. What is your feeling like with like it just being released, pre-release moment of being like, okay, I lived through a news cycle about me once. Mm-hmm. How are you going into this? Like, are you a little nervous? Are you a little more excited that you're like, finally, this is a cycle that I can like, it's my point of view for it?
Yeah, absolutely that. I think, you know, it's been hard for me when people are reacting to pieces of the story, because I want to be like, you don't even know me. Like, that's not even like, but here it is. This is the full thing. And now if people want, like, there'll be people who like it, people who don't like it, people who don't like me. And like, I have to be okay with that. Like, this is the story. This is what happened. And mostly I just want to think about the next awesome thing I can do, so that when you Google my name, this isn't the only thing that comes up for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Onward.
And what do you, how do you feel about
that? I don't
that?
Know what it's going to be yet. What is it? I'm freelancing. Anybody. I'm available.
Yeah. Because I imagine after, so it's like this, and then obviously you're going to be pretty involved with the HBO thing, right? I mean, I'm assuming that you're going to want to. That's just such a cool thing. I mean, obviously out of something terrible, but like what a fun thing now that you kind of get to explore this other part of like production and all this stuff. And
it's a thing too where like so many people I feel and assume that would go through this would be broken from it and would be home in Tennessee. Just like screw New York, screw everyone. I'm so sorry I ever left. Yeah. And then you're like, no, actually I'm going to rise from this and I'm going to let it hit me. And that's why I love that, like, you're very strong. You're like, no, this is gonna wash over me as much as it can. It's strong, but I'm gonna make the most of it and make it help me get to where I want to be from here type of thing.
Thank you. Yeah. It's not what happens to you. It's how you react, right? Definitely. I don't know. I'm still reacting. So we'll see. We'll see what happens next. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. By HBO. And then who knows?
And then who knows?
Yeah. So get a copy of My Friend Anna on Gallery Books out July 23rd.
It's already, you probably already have it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's true. You gotta pre-order that shit.
Just remember, it all works out in the end.
Yeah. And it's, it really, I think you said the it's like Sex and City meets something. And I was like, it literally is
Catch Me If You Can.
It literally is that. You guys have to read it.
Even knowing that it worked out, I was still like, I was still feeling anxious reading it, even though knowing what, like, we knew about the story. As I was reading it, I was still feeling like, I was like,
oh, I checked my bank account 10 times while reading it. I kept being like, keep Bank of America, am I okay? Okay.
I've been told it's like reading a slow motion train wreck. Which, you know what? That's like high praise.
It's captivating. Like, I couldn't put it down. I think I did it in like 2 days or something. It was just on the train doing the thing. It was so good.
Thank you. Good lemonade, sour lemons.
Yes. And where can people find you on social media and stuff like that as well?
I mostly live on Instagram.
Well, she's a photo girl. Yes.
Yeah. I really like the visuals. Yeah. Sorry, there are not many selfies. I got to get better at that.
You got to do the Snapchat filters. Not a thing I do. Another thing.
I don't really have it. I downloaded that Face ID. Sorry. This is like really a tangent. I know. I deleted it quickly.
Good. I was like, you can't do, girl, don't fall down the rabbit hole
anyway,
again.
Anyway, Artie Williams, Instagram. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
I didn't mean to take us on this. No, that's right.
Right? That's insane. I just saw the article about
the Russia thing.
Yeah. I just buy that Face app.
Yeah.
Thing.
Don't.
I didn't do it.
They own your face now.
Yeah.
And it's a year before the election.
Yeah. Belinda owns your face now.
Oh, yeah. Belinda Wagner is out there. Belinda Wagner is at Anna Delvey. The person in jail is not.
Oh, yeah. What if she's
already stop. Ooh, I just got goosebumps.
Girl, no, that's season 2 of HBO. Big Little Lies went off the rails. Yours came true.
Oh my god. Yeah, I did even for this article. I just posted my. I was like, oh, I was asking you about the old face thing. I just posted mine. And I wrote, "Hi Russia." I mean, if we're there, we're there.
Yeah.
Did it?
Yep. Force me if you can. Yeah.
It's over.
So one more time, your Instagram. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, R.D. Williams.
R.D. Williams. Yes.
Yep. Awesome. Do you have a website people could check you out at?
RachelDeluchWilliams.com.
It's a gorgeous site. I love the colors on it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I did that myself.
I love it. Hire for what too?
I did that weird thing where it's like, do I write the bio first person, third person?
Oh yeah, you never know. It's always
writing
awkward.
Bios is the worst. I wish that maybe that's a career we should all look into, writing other people's bios for them.
Right.
I hate writing about myself without like with taking myself seriously. I know. You know, yeah, I'm like, Katie Balsham had done this, and I just want to be like, I don't know, follow me on something, and I like cheese. Yep. Bye. You know, I don't know what else.
Rush off my face, and I like cheese. Yeah.
Hate stamp couches, loves cheese.
What don't you know?
Yes. Oh my god! Thank you for bringing it back, Rachel. Thank you.
True fan. Closet fan. Not so closet anymore.
Oh yeah. Happy Pride.
Yes. Happy Pride. This is like the highest honor. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you guys for having me.
Get the book.
Yeah, everybody get My Friend Anna.
Thank you.
It's a great book.
It's a great book.
Betches.